The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Bella Magazine. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. And this morning, you are so beautiful, Bella, my Bella. Uh-huh. So Bella Magazine is here this morning. Kelly McLeod is here with a friend from Impact. And I have to see, I can't quite read your name tag. What's your name?
Martha Holden.
Martha Holden is here from Impact 100. So good morning. And guess what? They're both beautiful.
Oh, representing I love a beautiful, that song.
I know,
such
me
a great
too.
Song.
I know, and beautiful magazine. So there's a theme for the show today. How are y'all?
We're good, thanks. Enjoying all this warm weather after that snow blizzard.
Isn't it wild?
Yes.
It was 2 weeks ago, we were sloshing around in our snow boots building snowmen.
Only in North Florida.
Right?
Exactly. What a difference 2 weeks makes.
Seriously. So we got the new issue of Bella. I love the color, seeing red.
Isn't
I'm wearing
that great.
I'm wearing
You're
red today. I know. I love red. It's my favorite color.
Well done.
Wow, that looks great. Okay, tell me everything. What's happening?
Well, so like I told you last time, we like to play on the themes in different ways. So this month, the red issue. And of course, we've got blue, red. Red fashion, red jewelry. But then we talk about staying out of the red financially, which I think all of us business owners and personal finances, we have to be very cognizant of. And then we've got anger, the damage anger can do to your body, you know, when you see red in that way.
And de-stressing.
Yes, yes. So we've got a lot of good stuff in here. But then there's also a lot of good women-centric events coming up. That some of them are in March, but then Impact is doing their final push for their membership drive. Right, Martha?
Indeed, our final push. We have three what we call meet and mingles left, opportunities to find out what we're about, meet the ladies, hear from a nonprofit that we have affected through our funding, and see what kind of community change we're making.
That's great. And obviously, Love Impact. It's women coming together. I'm one of those people who has always fought that stereotype that women are catty or competitive or tear each other down. I'm fortunate that hasn't been my experience. And I think that when women come together, they do amazing things. And there's no better example of that than Impact in Pensacola.
When you think about how it got started, because I was around in the early days of that when Debbie Ritchie had the idea, and they, all they wanted to try to do is just get one. It was 100 women. We were just, can we get 100 women to do this? And where it was then and where it is now blows me away. And it's just a testament, in my humble opinion, to the power of women.
Yes.
And what we can do together. I think women, I mean, think about it. Women run the households and have for, you know, centuries, decades, right? And didn't really get a whole lot of credit for that. And I think now we're expected to run the household and have a full-time job.
Yes.
And and raise the children.
Run
and
mega nonprofits like Impact.
Yes, exactly.
We can multitask like nobody.
You got it, girlfriend. That's the truth. So
Martha, last year, what were the membership numbers for Impact?
We had a record-setting year. We had 1,208 ladies join us.
Really?
Talk about a powerful collective.
Wow. From 100 to 1,208. That's incredible.
Right. And what was the total dollar figure given out?
The total dollar figure was $1.2 million. So over our 21-year history here in Pensacola, we have given out over $17 million in Santa Rosa and Escambia County.
Come on.
Right?
And okay, I need to play Helen Reddy, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar.
Yes.
That's what I should have started.
This girl is on fire.
This girl's on fire. Yes, yes, for sure.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
We actually add to that, the UWF Haas Center just did an economic impact study, and that $17 million turns into $30 million over that
That's
period.
That's amazing.
Incredible. Indirect.
And you can't even measure, because so many nonprofits, so many organizations have just thrived as a result of it. Because sometimes they just need some start money. They just need help with a program. They're just trying to get something going. And to have that kind of financial support relieves that burden so they can really focus on their mission and what they're doing.
Yes, we like to think of it as giving transformative grants.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you guys talk a lot about the impact of impact, and it's not just the dollars or the subsequent dollars. You guys come in and really help nonprofits with their financial planning and budgeting. And so sometimes if it's a newer nonprofit, they may not get a grant that first year, but they really learn about the process and how to get ready for the grants and mm-hmm. There's just so much more that goes into
Thank you.
It.
Thank you for saying that. We do want to know and serve our community. And so as part of that, we do want to be a resource to nonprofits, and whether that is helping them. We have two programs, one called the Link and Learn series, where we link nonprofits together and then learn about our application process. And then we have the nonprofit workshop coming up in April. Again, resources where we're trying to help that nonprofit community. They may hear from a panel of previous Impact 100 recipients so that they learn best practices and what they did well and what kind of information they can pass along. They may hear from our grants personnel on how to complete the grant application. Our treasurer will come and talk about those financial documents and what they need to get ready. So we do want to be a resource.
Definitely.
Yeah. And that's huge. Just that process, learning the process is so helpful too. So I can't think of anything negative about any of this. It's just amazing. So congratulations. And like you said, when's your next meet and mingle? Is that something that's open or is it invitation only? Or
well, this is your invitation right now.
Okay.
If you're a lady 18 and over, we would love to have you join us. We have three remaining for the year. We have one this Friday at Stonebrook in Pace, Stonebrook Golf Club. We have one next Tuesday evening at Pensacola Museum of Art, and we have one Wednesday the 19th will be our final one, and that's at the Pensacola Country Club. And all of those times and dates are available on our website, impact100pensacola.org.
And there's no cost to attend. You just
Zero
show up
cost
and
to
ask
attend.
Lots of questions.
Absolutely.
And meet the ladies.
Okay. And there'll be an opportunity not only to meet the ladies, but to hear from an actual nonprofit recipient and how we made a difference through that impact funding and the impact of impact, what all they have benefited from during the process.
Well, that's fantastic. So if you just tuned in this morning to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, we're talking, this half hour is sponsored by Bella Magazine. So we're talking about the new Red issue and also talking with Martha about Impact 100. So if you do have any questions or concerns that you'd like to just text it in at 850-437-1620. Okay, so let's get back to Bella Magazine. Yes. And how beautiful the cover is with all the, I love the red, of course, Valentine's Day.
Of course, it sticks out so much. It's such a beautiful color. It looks good on everybody.
Absolutely. So the issue is full of, as always, full of magnificent pictures. Now, I kind of like this because I'm a little afraid of doing this because I don't know. This is so silly, but wearing red lipstick.
I can't do it.
So it's not just me. Yeah. Oh, Kelly, you made me feel so much better in this moment because I was looking. There's a wonderful article on the art of the red lip.
Yes.
And I have friends that, man, they can wear that lipstick, bright pink, bright red. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, because I still have my mother in my head.
Same. Absolutely same.
My mother telling me, nice girls don't wear red lipstick. Now, that is so outdated, honestly. I know people are cringing in the car right now, but I mean, it's just
it
like.
But I don't think everybody can pull it off. But the ones who do, it's beautiful and very striking.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm envious of the women that have the confidence and
yes.
Yes.
I'm ready. Neutral, earthy tones, whether I should be or not. That's
correct.
My inclination.
Yes, that's the way. But the article's fabulous. I love it.
Yeah, thank you. And we've also got an article on the Junior League of Pensacola. Their Women's Empowerment Awards are coming up, which is, yes, they're another great, female-centric organization that does a lot for the community. And, I mean, they've been around forever, too.
Oh, the Junior League has been
the
a staple.
Cookbooks,
staple.
Come on.
Yes, a staple of the community forever.
Yes.
So that's really neat. And when are the Empowerment Awards coming up?
That's Friday, March 7th.
It
starts at 5:30 p.m. at the Museum of Commerce.
Okay, very good. Very good to know.
Yeah, it's always a really good event. I've been a few times, and they just recognize different women leaders in the community.
Mm-hmm. And it's empowerment.
Yep.
Again, that's what we're. So I guess if you wear red, you're more empowered. If you wear red lipstick.
Yes, and you do this Superman hero pose.
Yes, yes.
Which it really works. Have you ever done that? Just like stand there with your hands on your hip?
I know, I'm gonna give it a try.
Let's do it. Come on, Martha. Right,
here we go.
Do it.
Everybody put your hands on your hip. Yes.
Don't
okay.
you just feel strong and powerful?
Well, now I got a sneer on my lip.
Right.
Yeah, I got a sneer on my lip. You know?
We can take on anything.
That's right.
It really
it
does
works.
Work.
I love it. I love it. So the issue is really a great issue, as always. You have a lot. You have such. I was looking last night, and you have such a stable of great writers.
Gosh, I'm so lucky. They're amazing. And
yeah.
they come up with such great ideas. And they're so involved in the community that they're great at always finding different people to interview.
Because mm-hmm.
We don't want to cover the same people over and over.
Sure.
But there's just so many amazing women in the community, and they're good at finding them.
How did they come up with the name Bella to begin with? Do you know the backstory on that?
I have heard the story. I think the publisher of the News Journal at the time.
Because Becca Bowles was involved in that
yes,
time, right?
Yes, and she's told me the story before. I wish Becca was listening and would call
in. I didn't
in
mean to put you on the spot,
us.
But I just was kind of, I was thinking about that this morning. Cause
I think it was the publisher's daughter's name.
Okay.
But I'll find out for sure and tell you next time.
My niece's name is Isabella. So
is
we call her Bella. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and she's also a beautiful girl. So it fits. It definitely fits.
It does fit.
But it's also the thing I love too about it is that it's rare these days to have a beautiful glossy magazine.
Yep.
And I'm just old school. I love newspapers, what it would feel like to read the New York Times on Sunday morning. And I when the bell comes out, I take it home and I get, you know, to have my little cup of tea and I'll sit there and I love the feeling of opening up a magazine and reading
yep.
it and
yep.
seeing the photos and
just having the physical paper in your hand.
Yeah, because it's not the same as you can still read it online, which is great. I'm not mm-hmm. putting that down, but there's something to be said in my humble opinion about, you know, actually having it in your hand.
Yep. We call it a coffee table magazine because you put it on your coffee table and go back and read the stories throughout the month because there's just so much good content.
And it's all relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Very timely and relevant typically.
Yes, which is a challenge when we plan so far ahead. But
I know. And how far ahead are you? About 2 months? Three?
March is going to print next week.
And oh my goodness.
We're
wow.
starting to lay out April.
Wow. It takes a special kind of woman to
yes.
run a magazine.
Yes.
So what are some of the other highlights of the issue this month?
I love our cover story, Seeing Red, A Tale of Wrath and Wrinkles.
Okay, now you got to explain. You're going to have to explain that one a little bit.
So we get red with anger.
Mm-hmm.
But also it impacts us physically and not just wrinkles, but it, you know, we do scrunch up our faces. But yeah, Allison Crangood is one of our phenomenal writer. She has a long history with us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it talks about the different impacts it can have, whether it's panic attacks, GI issues, like mm-hmm. it just wreaks havoc on our bodies. So let's try to find ways to not live in anger. And it takes practice.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And there's so much, it's difficult today because just the nature of the work environment, the fact that we have emails, texts, phone calls,
everything
people coming in the office,
us.
Coming at you all the time. And it is hard to mm-hmm. find that like medium place where you can just relax and be centered.
Yep. Do you have a way that you try to like control anger or avoid anger?
I actually meditate.
Good.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that I do that helps me so much. Just
you've
to
seen
get
a difference.
Yeah. I think the days that I don't, I can feel myself getting a little snarky. Things get irritate me more, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. Music.
Yes.
When I get in the car, I used to listen to the news. I don't listen to the news anymore. I'll put on some good, well, here I go, some little rock station or Alicia Keys, you know, something that's real will mellow me out. It's calming the mind down.
I'll search on a playlist just on the word happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just finding a way to calm the mind. And because there's so much chatter, when we have so much coming at mm-hmm. us, there's chatter in our heads. So I might be in the car on my way to the grocery store and I'm thinking about the business meeting I have tomorrow.
Yep.
You know, I'm not really in the moment. So the most important thing I've learned is to stay in the moment.
Yep.
To try to stay in the present right now. Right now, I'm sitting here talking to the two of you, and we're having a good time this morning talking about the magazine.
And stay focused on
just
that.
Just stay right here, right now.
Yep.
And that, because a lot of times I'm way ahead of myself. So, and then I get mad. And then
about
I start
something that hasn't even happened.
Correct. And then you start having conversations with a person that's not even here and it hasn't even happened yet.
Yep.
And crazy.
It never happened. That's what we do to ourselves.
I know. So yeah. Now there may be someone listening going, wow, that she's really nuts. I'm hoping there are people
go a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah, I hope people are identifying. But how do you? I mean, what do you do to keep yourself from getting angry or being angry all the time?
I always start my day with just a few minutes of yoga stretches.
See?
So even if I can't do a full, class or hour or something like that, I definitely at least do a few minutes of it.
Because getting your body into it's important. I also walk.
And get the tension out of the body.
Exercise really helps relieve some of that accumulated stress and
adrenaline. And it doesn't have to be power. It doesn't have to be power lifting or running. Just walk.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk. It makes all the difference. And also when I can feel in my body tension running through me, I immediately go, okay, I need nature.
Yes.
So whether it's a walk in the woods, on the beach, or just wherever I am, just get outside and walk, just nature, and it soothes.
That really helps. Mm-hmm. Pets help.
Oh, my gosh.
When you get a kiss from a puppy dog, when you've come home, you haven't been home for 5 hours, you expect the dog should be mad at you. You've been gone all day, right? And instead, you open the door, and it's like, Mom's home, and the tail starts a wagging. There's nothing immediate.
Like
look at the two of your faces right now.
Yeah, we all light up. Well, then you can turn around and walk out the door and come right back in, and you get the same reaction.
That's right. That's true. Cats, not so much, but they will cuddle with you. So,
when they want, on their time.
Correct.
Which respect. I respect that.
That's right. That's right. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Bella Magazine this morning. If you've got some tips on how you don't stay in the red all the time, feel free to comment or text in at 850-437-1620. Okay, so now we talked a little bit about things to do to not get angry. Now the other red, being in debt, in the financial. So there's some tips on that as well, especially the beginning of the year, because now I'm looking at last year and thinking, ugh, I should have managed that better. I could have, if I'd done it this way, it would have been a deduction. I'm looking at, and so I think this is a good time, it's beginning of February, to start planning your year. I mean, if you haven't already, now would be good.
Yes. And to just be diligent and stay on top of everything in real time or monthly. I can be kind of bad about, I'll do that later. And then, it's January of 2025 and I'm trying to recreate what happened in February of 2024. That's no way.
Yes, not working. No,
doesn't work.
So some of the things that you point out in the article, I haven't had a chance to look at that one yet.
Let me get past all the wine and the Galentine's
Day. Yeah.
And there's just so much. A good glass of red wine is another way to take care of the anger, right?
Yes, ma'am. That's always, put your feet up, have a little glass of wine. That's all. That always works. I think for me sometimes one way to avoid being the red is I really do try to keep a budget. And just have this is hilarious, but I'll start the year out with a written one. But then mentally, I kind of have an idea of just being not overindulgent right now. I mean, with prices going up and things happening, just kind of watching what I'm spending.
Yeah, I kind of do that too. I mean, I know we should create the budget and then go back and, like I said, regularly assess how we're doing against the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just no fun.
Right. When you see that God, I have an item in Bella Magazine, and you go, I have to have that. Where is that?
you have to make it fun by putting on your detective hat.
Where
did I go right? Where did I go?
There you go, Martha. That works.
We in this month's article about financial health, we interviewed J.C. Cosentino at Edward Jones here in Pensacola.
Uh-huh.
And of course, she talks about budgeting, but debt management.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one for all of us. And the emergency fund.
That's so important.
Yeah. I doubt many of us have the, what do they say, 3 to 6 months of emergency fund.
That's, right.
That's
right.
Challenging, but.
But smart.
But
you need to do it.
Yep.
All right. We got a text in from Nathan. We were talking about things to do to help with your anger. I love this one. So Nathan texted in and said, when I notice myself getting angry, I will force a smile upon my face. It gets my endorphins going and I feel much better.
I like it.
It's such an easy thing.
Yep.
But it is true. Thank you, Nathan. That's a good one.
I sometimes laugh. And if I see somebody else getting angry or something like that, not to their face.
Right.
That's just rude. But I don't know. Sometimes it just makes me laugh just to release it. And,
Yeah. You don't want to laugh at the person that's angry at you because that will make them even angrier.
Yeah. Yeah. But if somebody cuts me off driving, when they can't see me anymore, I just laugh.
Yeah.
It's silly.
Even if you smile at a stranger. Mm-hmm. That stranger doesn't know that you forced that smile. They smile back, and then that's mm-hmm. genuine, mm-hmm. and it makes you feel it.
And yeah, then they absolutely. Smile at the neck. It's the butterfly effect.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right? Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. I love that. So thanks. That's a good one.
That was a good one.
All right.
I like it.
All right. So financial tips, anything that...
Estate planning. That one's no fun, but I've learned a couple of times over the years the importance of that, and mm-hmm. that we have those things covered for what we leave behind to the people we leave behind.
Very important, and definitely we want to get with someone to talk about that, an attorney or someone, because some of the things have changed.
Yeah. Yes.
And will and probate and all of those can get very complicated, and you want to make sure that you've got it in writing somewhere if you want a living will. You definitely want to have that in writing somewhere and registered with your doctors and or hospital that you use. So there's a lot of things you can do ahead of time that's really important.
I think that'll be a good topic we need to just cover for one whole.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
That's so important.
That's a whole other one, But estate planning is very important.
Retirement planning, 401ks, IRAs. I think investing right now, everybody's a little, what's going on? Mm-hmm. You know, everything's up and down and all around, but... We have a lot of great financial planners, such as JC and others in town, that can help us weather the ups and downs and not knowing what's coming.
Well, it's really important because we don't know what the status of Social Security will be. So it, for those that we counted on that for years and years, but and hopefully it'll still be around, but it may not be enough, and we need to plan a little bit more.
I remember when I was first starting in my career, I was 22 years old, and my uncle said, are you counting on Social Security? And I said, no. You know, mm-hmm. we're being told we may not have it, but then... Here I am in my 50s. I was like, man, I was counting on that.
Well, I really understand. Oh, my goodness. So we're talking this morning. It's News Radio 92.3. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Bella Magazine. We have Kelly here, who is the publisher, and Martha, who's here representing Impact 100. If you have any thoughts or want, we have a few minutes left, you can text in at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, I really encourage, if you have not attended an Impact meet and greet, to do so. The board, you know, they look out for new people to try and welcome you. It's a great way to meet other people in the community if you're new to town. And you just learn a lot, because it's not just about getting together and giving away money. The grant review process and going to visit the nonprofits, it's a great way to learn about everything going on in this town. I think so many of us have no idea how many nonprofits and the work that they do.
Yeah, it is very educational. That's mm-hmm. a good point, because there is things you're just not aware of.
Yep.
Absolutely. I love it because it gets me out of my bubble. I know mm-hmm. what I know inside my bubble,
sure.
but if I'm going to a meet and mingle and hearing from a nonprofit, if I am volunteering over the summer to work in our focus area committee work, that is where we get to look at the grant applicants mm-hmm. and we actually vet the members themselves. This is all member driven. And so the ladies themselves deep dive into those grant applications and do what we call a site visit. Mm-hmm. They go to the nonprofit's place of business or where the project is scheduled to be, and get to look at that personally. So very member driven.
All of this board. It is one of the hardest working boards in town.
No doubt. So we've only got a minute or so left. So I want you, if you could give the website, that way people can look up where the next mix and mingles are.
Absolutely. Impact100Pensacola.org. Friday, Tuesday, or the following Wednesday for those meet and mingles. March 1st is our membership deadline.
Perfect. Okay. And Kelly, where can I get Bella Magazine?
We keep increasing our distribution list, but you can go to our Facebook page, Pensacola Bella, where everything is listed. You can go to bellamagazine.com, find all of our stories there, and email kelly@bellamagazine.com if you want to advertise and reach all of our amazing readers out there.
Okay. So give that email address again.
Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at bellamagazine.com.
At bellamagazine.com. But you do have a digital issue. You can find it online.
Yep.
You can pick it up just about anywhere. It's free.
Yep.
And you can't miss it this month because it got a
bright red
cover.
<It's> beautiful.
Great articles in the magazine. And what's wonderful is that they do support the community in so many different ways. And that's what I love about Pensacola, because so many of our businesses are so good about supporting our community.
Yep.
So ladies, thank you so much for
coming in this morning.
This was fun.
Yes.
We'll have to go have a little glass of red wine or something. Wear our red.
It's 5 o'clock
wear
somewhere.
Red lipstick. That's right. Kelly, you and I just need to go out one night wearing red lipstick. Just to do it. Just to do it.
All right.
Okay.
In.
We're in. All right. Thank you both so much. Thanks for listening this morning. We have Habitat for Humanities coming in next. Thank you, Bella Magazine. We appreciate all that you do. This is News Radio 92.3, Pep Talk with Meg. We'll be back after the news.